Time now to look through the window of baseball. It's very clear. It's getting a little clearer. Looking through this window, we do it for Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors, and we bring in Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, how are you on this Mother's Day?
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah, and you know, anytime you hear somebody say, "You're darn tootin'," it's going to be a good day.
What am I going to say, Bruce? Yeah, you're darn tootin'. Great to have Bruce Jenkins with us.
I love it.
Yeah, very good. Well, how you doing on Mother's Day? Any thoughts you'd like to relay to the listeners?
Well, I mean, our wonderful daughter Molly is making an expansive breakfast for Mom here. Nice. As we speak. And we got the Warriors coming on and the Giants, so it's a fine day.
Absolutely. And it's also a day in New York. It's a very big day.
Oh.
And, no one does it like the Yankees do it.
Right.
And they retire number two of Derek Jeter, which is also Frankie Crosetti's number. I think that's also his number. But it's a big day in New York, Bruce, and maybe some of your thoughts about Derek Jeter.
Yeah, you know, as Pecan mentioned yesterday, he wrote a thing for the Players Tribune where he's giving thanks to New York for treating him so well over the years. But it's very reciprocal. I mean, to be a huge star in New York, that can flip on you pretty fast. I mean, Matt Harvey's discovering that now. I mean, all through the years, you know, Joe Namath or Lawrence Taylor, you know, Pat Riley fell out of favor there. And to be an iconic sort of flawless figure for your entire career there, that's not easy to do. I mean, you have to be great. You have to stay out of trouble. You just have to have that certain thing. And Jeter had that sort of impenetrable quality to him the whole time. So, I mean, that just, you know, the symmetry of the Yankees' retired numbers is really pretty crazy. I mean, you couldn't really plan it. But from 1 through 9, it's Billy Martin, Jeter, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, DiMaggio, Joe Torre, Mantle. Number 8, shared by Yogi and Bill Dickey, two of the great catchers of all time. And 9, Roger Maris. I mean, it's very pure.
Well, the number that's not retired is 0. And you think a Yankee would ever wear 0?
Wow.
I hope not.
Yeah, that's not Yankee-like, is it?
No.
I don't like it anywhere at any time.
Okay, all right.
All right, so let me ask Bruce. Bruce, I emailed you the thank you letter and video where they had all the archetypes from the traditional archetypes of New York City citizens. And, this is not the right day to rip Derek Jeter, but to me it came off very pretentious and egotistical. What do you think?
I wasn't that bothered by it. It was touching to a degree. It was a little self-serving, which you don't expect from him, because things just came to him naturally. He never had to announce anything, but I guess he felt a little bit different since it's really is over. And I don't mind a little schmaltz here and there.
One more note, Bruce, because Bruce is such a great writer, Marty, as you well know. The Players Tribune, I've never been a fan of the Players Tribune because it kind of took down that wall and allowed the athletes who already have big egos, and that's what propels them to excellence. But when they get to pen their own columns or whatever, I think it inflates their egos even further. So what are your thoughts just generally on the Players Tribune?
Well, it hasn't been good for print writers or any media who, you know, going through the normal process of talking to guys and getting to know them and getting good quotes and their inner thoughts. And now these guys, mostly, they seem to save it for the Players Tribune.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a little jealousy involved there, but I don't ever read it unless somebody brings it to my attention.
Okay.
I don't consider it anything relevant, unless there's some really dynamic information getting put out there, you need to pay attention to it. But I don't read it as a matter of course.
Okay.
I don't read it when you bring it to my attention.
Yeah, I burn it when you bring it to my attention.
I go the other way when you bring it to my attention. But I did look at this because Pat sent it to me as well.
Yeah.
And there was the next one from Jorge Posada.
Right.
Was interesting. And I touched on it with Ron Wotus today. And Yogi Berra gave Posada this tip on pitchers and figuring out what pitchers are going to throw. He said, look, just watch how they warm up between innings. And whatever they're working on, chances are that's what they're going to throw you. And I thought that was pretty good, Bruce. That was one of an old-time baseball adage.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing what you can learn from pregame. I had a great talk with Kruko one time about the way he, just to this day, watches batting practice. He watches guys who are just trying to come out of their shoes and have like a little home run derby, you know, before the game, or guys who are hitting everything to right field. The other day, the Astros were talking about Chris Correa. Every pitch in BP he took to right field, every single one. And then the game came around, boom, homer to right. You know, I mean, you can learn so much from guys that their arms don't look quite right, or maybe a little bit of a limp. You know, that's what made Tim Flannery so good, because he knew the status of players like right up to the moment, and so he wouldn't make a mistake during the game that would reflect a lack of homework. But yeah, that's just another great example of the little things that, you know, and then fans can pick up on it too. They get out there early and see some things that you put in the memory bank.
Well, you watch Posey take BP, and he goes like clockwork to right field, up the middle, left field, and that's what he does.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I mean, that's the textbook way to do it. You try everything. So you hit a few up the middle, a few dead pulls, a few to right. But, the guys who really work at it and have a routine, you know, those tend to be your better guys. I mean, I have nothing against Michael Morse trying to yank everyone up to the glove, you know. But
well, that's what he tries to do.
Yeah, that's him, and it's great.
Yeah, he's not going to go. He actually got a big hit yesterday.
Yeah,
that was good. I everything he does positively, I'm celebrating, as I just really want him to stick with the team.
Well, you're feeling better about the Giants now. Of course, they've won 3 of 4 and a couple against the Reds. And believe me, Bruce, next weekend when we talk, they'll be in it up to their necks there with the Cardinals, and then the Cubs 4 after that. But they did beat the Reds 2 straight, and one was a big 17-inning game, and then yesterday they came out and played a good game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, every time you see Crawford and Panic do their thing, you know, or there's a little bit of power coming around, or Posey kind of holding it all together, you realize that there's so much class to this organization, so much good recent history. I find it all impossible to just say, well, they're done. You know, the standings look that way. But when you look at what's happening, the bullpen's coming around good. The rotation's still, you know, pretty good, pretty solid. And they're closing ground, you know, grudgingly. And it's just, I don't know. I feel good about them as long a road as they have ahead of them. I enjoy watching them. And the fans are still coming out in droves, so that's good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bruce, it's funny being a baseball observer, and I wonder if I'm riding the rails a little too hard. But just Wednesday, I remember debating on the air, is this a 90-loss team or a 100-loss team? And I'm right back in for all the reasons you just mentioned. It's been a very exciting year for the Giants despite their troubles. I think that was Alex Pavlovich, CSNBayArea.com, that wrote about the panic game in Kansas City, and then obviously Buster Posey on Friday night. Hey, even with a team that's 10 games under 500 or whatever, this team still has a lot of moxie to go out there and make these games pretty exciting.
Yeah, moxie is a good word, and you know Arroyo has fit in really well. He's right there with him. He's going to be the third baseman, and he's spanking the ball more often than not. And like you say, they've had some just great wins. You know, obviously the most recently the 17-inning game, but you know yesterday following up on that was just as encouraging in its way. You know, you got Moore pitching a good game and easing some of the concern there. There's just so much quality and class to the team that I think fans who are sticking with them are going to be rewarded.
Well, when you see teams get off to a start, look, they have injuries for the year, and the Giants have some significant injuries, but they will be back. Will Smith may not be, obviously, but Bumgarner, you hope, will be back. But, you know, you look at teams that they get buried early, and they don't have the depth, and they're not very good, and those are the ones that never make the playoffs. But then you look at teams that are decent, and you realize you got 124 games to start winning and just get to 500, and the world looks completely different, and you just can't lose sight of it. You're 10 under. Well, get 6 under by, you know, June 5th. And all of a sudden, you know, by June 28th, you're 1 under, and now we're talking.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, improbable things are happening. The Cubs have been playing ordinary ball. The Royals started so poorly, they were like written off. Now they're red hot. You know, quality tends to rise to the surface. So I think that just a gradual upswing for the Giants is really all you can ask right now. You can't expect them to win the next 12.
Yeah.
You know, but it's going to be really telling here. You know, with the Dodgers coming in and the Cardinals and the Cubs. You know, that's a heck of a stretch right there.
Boy, absolutely, and that'll tell you something. Yeah. And I agree. And then you got the Nationals coming in here. Yeah. And the Braves are coming in here with Foltynewicz, always gives them trouble, and Julio Teheran and all that kind of stuff. But one last thing for you, Bryce Harper. Did you see the contract he got, Bruce, for next year?
Yeah. They took care of that arbitration here. It wasn't a really standard move, but it just kind of shows, the good relationship between those two. And it was just I always love it when guys play for the love of the game and not for money. Obviously, he's going to be worth a lot of money. He's going to get a lot of money, but he's not the kind of guy who's, well, I got my coin and I'll just kind of cruise for a while. He's an animal. And once again, I've been watching all the Nationals games on DirecTV, with the ticket to whatever they call it, extra innings. And just to see how Dusty's doing, how the bullpen's doing, and to watch Murphy, Harper, and Zimmerman and Worth just raking. You know, they're really entertaining.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance he'll stay there. You know that? I think they'll pay him. I really do.
Oh, yeah. You have to. I mean, the players totally rave about him. They're right on the, they're in first place. They play a beautiful brand of ball. If they can get a closer, I mean, they can be in the World Series, and they certainly don't have one. They're going through everybody you can think of. But
they're taking their time, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of time left. You know, come late July, guys are going to be available.
Well, they keep talking about Robertson from the White Sox, but for some reason they don't want him. So we'll see what happens. All right, hey, Bruce, have a wonderful day. Enjoy Mother's Day with Molly. Yeah. And I'm sure the breakfast is you made me hungry just thinking about the breakfast. What's the breakfast looking like?
Looking like a little French toast and scones and bacon.
Wow.
Nice. All right, very good.
Nice.
Very good. All right, have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bruce.
Hey, thanks so much, guys.
All right.